Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, holy shapeshifter, Robin. Let us talk about this further. You like that, huh? I sell that for extra price, Philip. Okay, so when we talk about a movie like The Thing from Another Planet, we're talking about a shapeshifter. Except in the original film from 1951, James Arness, Matt Dillon from Gunsmoke, was the Thing.
That's right, yes, and I'm sure he's not the Thing anymore. But
I don't know what kind of Thing he is because he's no longer with us, but he might be a Thing, you know? He might be able to ring him up on the phone. There's a story, by the way. Let me give you a crazy story before we go on. I think we all remember the show. He's like 6 foot five or 6 foot six, James Arness. And he played Mac Dillon on TV. There was a Gunsmoke on radio, too. And the actor who played the role of Matt Dillon was William Conrad. Now, William Conrad is short and stout, to put it mildly. And when they were casting for the TV show, of course, he's played it on radio for years, and therefore he wanted to be in the part. So he goes into the producer's office, or the casting director, I forget which, and he sits down on a chair to talk. He can't get out of the chair. Maybe that's why he didn't get the role.
I like that. That is so interesting. I didn't know that, actually. I didn't know that at all.
Well, they have in the U.S., I don't know about in the U.K., Radio Classics is a channel on the Sirius XM satellite radio where they play all these old radio shows from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And they're great in one way because they don't have to show you what's going on. They simply add a few words to the text or the script and explains that there are those big footprints in the brush over there on the left. Do you see it? You've now painted a picture of something and use your imagination, theater of the mind, to figure it out. So, for example, with Superman, I mean, the big thing about Superman are the flying scenes. And they really didn't get them right until probably when they did Superman the movie. But on radio, you had Superman say, up, up, and away, and you had a whooshing sound, and you knew that Superman was flying away. You didn't need the wires and the special effects and the green screens and all that. The theater of the mind.
Yes, the theater of the mind. And very interesting and a really good example to use there, because it's like you read a book and you create the images in your mind, and then when you see the film, you think, well, that's a load of rubbish because that's not the way I saw it. So I understand where you're coming from in terms of that. Very interesting. But I think the phenomenon itself is very interesting. I think my first thought about the Greys, I remembered I had, and the only time that I ever had, what they would call a download. I mean, I didn't realize that that time that's what it was called. But it was in 1996, and that was when the article, my very first published article, was brought out in a magazine here called Alien Encounters. It's no longer available. That dealt with the Greys. And I thought perhaps this force, this phenomena, the Greys, that most people have got them all worked out. By the way, we haven't. We're still scratching our heads, but we have some theories. Perhaps that they were trying to create some kind of new genus. And my first thought was that if they had self-replicated themselves out of, the creation loop, for instance, they no longer reproduce. My understanding is that as human beings, we reproduce, and that we carry a soul and consciousness that's carried from this form and then returns back to the other side, the next form. And it's kind of like this recycling or this continuation of consciousness. And I thought, well, if the Greys had somehow destroyed that process within themselves, maybe this is why they're interested in the reproductive program. there are several theories that we could take with regards to that. Are the Greys, or were they intending creating a new genus because they knew that we as a species would destroy ourselves and carry this new hybrid somewhere else to another system? Well, that's one area that we can take. Another area that we can take is that perhaps if we look at the demonic side, that on their lower side of existence, they have found a way to bridge themselves between their realm and ours. That's another area that's of huge contemplation and debate. Or it could be that they basically are interested in us as a reproductive species, and they have come from a dimension where they don't have these processes, and they're interested in what makes us tick as human beings and spiritual beings. So they want a piece of that that they can't have, and they're trying to replicate it. I mean, we've had people telling us that they are us from the future. It is AI technology. You know, what about these beings being able to remote view themselves from their dimension into ours and found a way of remote influencing? That's another avenue that we can take. And it does kind of like give you a headache, but my main thesis back then was about the Greys being lost through this replication program. And as we can see now within our future, it is almost as if the spiritual part of us is being denounced and destroyed, because they're talking about, you know, cybernetics of implants within our brains. Everything that's going on around us is really very depressing and not very inspiring to the spirit, as it were. So I don't know. I think that there may be an agenda, possibly an agenda, that's being instigated by those in governance, humans that is, that's obeying their masters from the top and being told what to do and what to say. But, you know, at the moment, our world is in such a mess, and it has been continuously, more so now, where you can see that within our species, we're all one of the same, but in different cultures, that something awful is beginning to happen, where they're dividing one against the other or trying to destroy one from the other. And that's very upsetting. I think that's very disturbing. And I will remind all those people out there, if they hate me or not, all those ufologists that believe in love and light, where are our helpers? You know, all this Galactic Federation, where are they? We're told, oh, it's the Galactic Federation. Well, I'm afraid the Galactic Federation have been much inspiration to the human species. I can't tell you, gentlemen, either the times years ago and after my abduction, I wanted to have a meeting with them to say to them, come and meet me. Don't knock me out. Don't take me the way that you did. Face to face. Let's have a chat. It's never happened. And I always joke and say, if you see a UFO, run. Don't walk its way. Just run.
I still go back to the thought here that the reason there's never any message and there's never anything done to actually influence our planet is, one, either they don't care or they are not here. They're part of some galactic or consciousness phenomenon that interacts with us. And maybe there is a message to send, but it's not meant to actually physically do anything. Maybe they feel that if 400 million people actually believe it, they'll have some impact. I mean, it looks like more and more people are dying, and one death is too many. And why would they allow even one unnecessary death? Forget about millions.
Yes, I agree. So the way that we see it, you've got two parts to this, the love and light, and it's not all negative. I'm not saying here, people put you in a bracket, it's like, oh, he believes they're all demonic, they're evil, whatever. I've been labeled with all of it. But at the end of the day, what we're looking for is the truth and the patterns that can make those connections of what we may be dealing with. And a lot of the phenomena tells us it does not want to completely interact with us. It will only come in when it needs to come in to serve its own needs. That is it. Also, the question as to, you know, well, where are they all? You know, are we really as humans so blind that we can only see them now and again and temporarily, if rarely? You know, where are they? The Dogmen, the Sasquatch are going in again about the Greys and the Reptilians and the UFOs. Where are they hanging out? Why is everything such a big secret? I mean, all we want to do is step forward and say, okay, so we're not the only intelligent species in the universe. That is questionable, and sometimes with some of them on this planet. We want to know about you. Let's put a hand out and work together, if we can really have that truth, then that will better us as a species on a spiritual level, because we know that we're not alone, then there are other doorways to other realities.
More reality coming up with Philip Jean Tim. You're in
Find the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You see there, that's Tim's imitation of a what? A dog man?
I'd like to meet one. I'd like to see one myself, to be honest with you. And, you know, in its full glory, it'll be a marvelous specimen to examine. I can assure you of that. I've also been told that it's the military that have created these beings as a kind of like a force to protect their establishments. What are we to believe? I think and feel that when we look at this phenomena, what it is telling us is this, Gene and Tim, that as the human, we appear to be so far removed from all of it, that they all operate on a level where they seem or appear to be interdimensional, they communicate via telepathy or mind speak, that they're able to come in and go out where we can't. So what does that tell us about ourselves as a species? We seem to be so far removed from them, all of them. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think that we're dealing with one force or forces? I mean, what's your ideas about this?
I have searched for like a unified field theory on all of this. And I think that deep down, there probably is some kind of connection. Now, I'm not saying that it's outside the possibility that we could be being visited, you know, by beings from other planets. But you look at all of these high strangeness cases, and that's where a lot of my interest lies. So much of this stuff just seems to be not logical, I suppose, with the way that, you know, like our minds like to work, you know, likes to pigeonhole things into various categories. And this phenomena refuses to be pigeonholed and will go out of its way to make sure that that doesn't happen. And as well, it'll work with people for a while. If somebody, say, like hat theory that they're working on, then the phenomena tends to steer you into that direction up to a certain point, and then it takes a 90-degree turn, and you're left floundering in the cold and dark again.
You got it. Absolutely. Many long years ago, when, I mean, like you guys, you are veteran researchers. It doesn't make me an expert, but I've been looking into this since the age of 20. I'm now 55, I'm 35 years, and still don't have a clue, but we have theories. But I remembered this guy phoned me up, and he was the author of a book called The Dark Gods. It's out of print now. I know that one of the famous authors, but this guy phoned me up in a phone book and he was absolutely crazy. I mean, literally crazy out of his mind. And every time he was talking to me, when I asked him for his address, because this was the day of telephones, not really mobile phones, I couldn't write his address down. I could not make sense. This phenomena seems to kind of like morph itself through other people. I couldn't make any sense of him. He did very sadly, unfortunately, pass over. But another case that happened to me that's levels of high strangeness was I'd gone to the doctors many years later about my right ear through the abduction of 1989. I'm not saying that it was put there then. I have no idea. But it seems strange that this thing actually moved in my ear where I was alarmed. I'd been to the doctors on two occasions. And on the third occasion, the lady in front of me, the day nurse, is looking in to the ear, and then she puts the device down, goes up and gets the doctor and says to the doctor, can you have a look? So the doctor has a look and she says it has a crystalline structure and it looks like it's still healing. She said a few other things that I can't remember. Those two I do remember. And then she put the device down and went back to work. And then the nurse in front of me said, she doesn't know me from Adam. She said, have you been abducted by aliens? And I remembered I'd gone back to my car far worse than when I'd gone into the doctors, but they hadn't said me to an ear specialist. Now, this is absolutely incredible in terms of the levels of high strangeness. It's almost as if, and going back, Gene, to your description of you know, the thing, this force, is it using other people? It reminds me of It, Stephen King's It, where the primary antagonist was a being from another multiverse, and it had used an extension of itself as a clown to invoke fear, and it would then pick its targets, those the characters in the film or within his book most notably, and bring out their worst fears from their mind like it was feeding from them. You wonder sometimes, even going back to the suggestion of the hitchhiker effect, like in Skinwalker and certain other areas where someone within that group, another member of their family, would have something strange or horrible happen to them. So you wonder whether or not that this force also uses people rather like it and also like it or the thing. Another thing here is that's interesting is that with regards to regressionists, I've never had regression. Someone tried it once on me and they failed. They couldn't do it. I don't think I could be hypnotized or regressed. But you have Bud Hopkins, who did his research. And of course, his connections to the phenomena was very interesting with regards to who he examined and regressed. And you have also John Mack, that his connection was a lot of love and light through a lot of the connections he made with those people he'd regressed. And then you have Dr. David Jacobs. His regressions brought out a lot of evil in terms of the people telling him that it's all negative. So I wonder whether or not the Force is also using these or have used them to facilitate their narrative, not just the researcher who's examining the phenomena, but working it through them. Do you see what I mean? It's almost like this kind of like one researcher has different ideas from another one, and yet they're all regressing these people. And one group with one researcher is coming out with one thing and another group is coming out with another. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, and I think that is the purpose. You know, it's for whatever reason that's going on, it presents itself in multiple ways for whatever reason to keep us guessing.
I think yes, and it's very strange, isn't it? How that you've got them on one side, this force on one side, that's presenting itself to witnesses and scaring the heebie-jeebies out. You've also got those buggers at the top who are in control here, who are also screwing things up and saying, no, you're delusional. You can't be seeing things like that. And you get their so-called experts that are wheeled out, that are given gongs and all sorts of things because of the official narrative. Oh, you're a good boy, you're a good girl. You say this, you say that. We'll make sure that you're rewarded beyond measure. And you just keep pulling that out. But then when all this started coming out about with the Pentagon recently with their Grush.
Now, I should tell you about Dr. David Jacobs and about, in general, the fact that abduction researchers sometimes get the cases that fit their needs, desires, expectations, or views. So Dr. Jacobs, I have a problem with him, and this goes back to a controversy he was involved in, but also we had him on the show. This was me and a former co-host, Christopher O'Brien. And I was asking specifically whether it's possible that he was leading some of his subjects in a way that would influence their results. And I said, do you consider carefully avoiding leading questions? And he said, and I will quote, there are no leading questions, which made me very concerned about David Jacobs. More with Philip Jean Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
The NFL commissioner is considering moving the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend. Roger Goodell mentioned to ESPN on Friday amidst the ongoing NFL draft that this could be achieved by reducing the number of preseason games. He expressed a preference for substituting a preseason game with a regular season one any day, deeming it not an unreasonable thing. This adjustment would place Super Bowl Sunday on a three-day weekend, coinciding with President's Day, celebrated on the third Monday in February. Recent data indicates that inflation continues to increase. According to the Commerce Department, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 2.8% from March 2023 to March 2024. On a monthly basis, consumer spending increased by 0.8%.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So therefore, Philip, you understand my concerns about some of this regression research. You gotta be real careful, because possible if you don't follow things precisely, you're going to bring forth memories that are not there, or you orient the conversation towards what you expect. What do you think, guys? Philip?
Yes, I agree. I think, you know, that there must be some kind of constructive way of being able to allow the individual to release information without any form of coloring on the interrogator's part. And that is done most primarily within the police force, when they're able to ask direct questions but not facilitate anything that may change the narrative from the individual or lead them into a false sense of security in that sense of the word. So it is a very complex subject. I think when we're dealing with the human mind, we don't know too much about the brain or its workings, about consciousness, subconscious, or indeed superconsciousness. And I do believe that we are in some way connected to some kind of like psychic web, like the World Wide Web, I suppose, as individuals. I always use the mobile phone as an example. You've got the hardware, and people say, oh, look, this is my phone. Well, no, it's not. It's actually the signal that is the phone that gives us a little bit of juice. The phone itself actually allows it to function, decipher information from a higher source of energy to a lower source, to translate it into something that we can understand. And I think with us human, as human beings, you know, we're all connected on some level, consciously, psychically, whatever you want to call it, in this huge field of conscious awareness. And it's interesting, isn't it? I think that this force can embed itself within that, or perhaps bring itself in like a virus into our systems, our biological systems on an individual level. And this is another area that I brought into terrestrial trespassers with the greys, and how they're interested in what makes us tick, to enjoy the taste of an apple, or, you know, feelings of time, all these things that they seem to be devoid of, they seem very interested in. And it could be that they're collating the information, because primarily I think there is something that we have that makes us unique as a human species, ultimately unique, that is so separate from them. And it's possible that, one, that they're interested in that, they're trying to find it, the spirit, the God force, that part of what we're really from, you know, beyond the level of this human reality, this physical matrix that we're in, and that they are devoid of. So I believe there's been a silent war going on for a very, very long time. We hear stories of this, it's whispered about, it's written about in the books of old, the real books of old, that is, not the versions that we've been given. And I think and feel that a lot of our history has been changed. I think a lot of what really has been going on, I think, would make us leave our jaws on the floor, literally, I think. No, it is frustrating, and I think for anyone that's involved with this phenomena, you'll find that sometimes that you'll need to check in to see someone to kind of like straighten you out. I do joke, it doesn't mean to say that we're mad, but you have to have a very strong mind in order to deal with this subject matter and, you know, keep your feet firmly on the ground when it comes to research. I mean, I'm told most of the time what it is and where it's coming from and what it's all about, but I don't subscribe to that. I never have. I still don't know. I think what's interesting, like many other people, I have been, if I may say so, and it doesn't make me unique, in a nest of that. I've actually been in the core of that, and something that still puzzles me even to this day. I can't work out what happened, but I know it did happen. It physically did happen to me, and that is something that has never left my mind. In fact, it's still as clear within my mind as though it had happened. And there are several aspects to that phenomena that have connections. And you said, Tim and Jean, both of you, in this discussion here, said about, you mentioned, I think it was the leprechauns, wasn't it, Tim?
Yeah, that was Jean that suggested that.
Oh, Jean, I'm sorry, I do apologize. Jean, it's one of you, both of you, we're talking about it. And is it interesting how, like, Jack Vallée, when he also suggested that this phenomena seems to change its face continuously, you know, and how it seems to utilize ancient mythology in order to interact with us. I mean, my worst nightmare is something known as Noddy's Toyland. Noddy was created by Enid Blyton. And I have to say to you that Enid Blyton was the J.K. Rowling of her time as a children's author here in England. She's passed over many years ago now. I read everything that I could about that amazing lady. But her characters, you'll find that with this phenomena, it's so toy-like, and that's the disturbing part about it. When I saw the grey, the last grey, the uniform grey with the pointed hat on its head, it looked very smart. It seemed to connect very well with its uniform. But it's as though I knew it from somewhere, as though there was something that was familiar about it. I couldn't work it out. And people have said, well, you know, try. And I said, well, I can't. All I can tell you is that there was some kind of familiarity about it. But it is interesting how the phenomena seems to integrate with this toy-like quality, which is very disturbing. And I agree with you, gentlemen, in terms of how perhaps it's able to mix certain parts of fiction with fact, how it tries to bring itself forward on this level, present itself within this level. So I don't know. It's just completely perplexing.
I wanted to bring up something which we kind of hinted that this might actually be a phrase that actually has meaning, and it comes from Walt Kelly, a cartoonist who created a character called Pogo. And I'm sure Tim knows this. We have met the enemy, and he is us.
That is powerful. Very powerful. Yes. So it could be that this is an extension of ourselves that's playing out through multifaceted forms, and those parts of us that we are not willing to address or embrace. I mean, it's a little bit wild and wacky to suggest this, but I do believe that as a species, we're going down the wrong path, you know, and it's heartbreaking, because there's a lot of good people out there, wonderful people, wonderful souls. underneath all of that is a good life, a rich life, a loved life, a healthy life. And yet we're constantly met by a system which is deliberately trying to destroy all that is good. It brings nothing, as I said before, absolutely nothing that will enhance our species or help one another. And I think also this may suggest why there is such secrecy surrounding the UFO phenomena itself, especially you can see, men and women in power becoming to get quite heated because they want this truth to come out. Allegedly, we have the hardware and we biological forms on ice. Well, I suppose they're on ice. They'd be in a pretty bad way if they weren't, that they have them with these private or corporate companies. I mean, what right do they have to steer this most incredible revelation away from the general public? So you can see that they look upon us like sheep, that we are worthless to them, that we are just the workers, and we are to obey what they say. But where this is concerned, it's good that we have that fight, that fire, that spit within us that says, you know what, sod you lot, this is real. We know it's a reality, no matter how many times you try and cover the whole damn subject up. It's there. It exists. We don't understand it, but at least we can try and put our heads together to form several conclusions or bring certain theories to the table to work this out. I do believe there's a lot more people now waking up to the fact that we're being had and that there's been a systematic form of divide and control and destruction. And it is disgusting, I think, to be honest with you.
Well, I think anytime governments get involved in anything, there's an agenda. And you have to wonder what the reasons behind it are. Especially now, of course, we have this alleged increased interest in the U.S. in investigating UAPs.
Mm.
Where it was called unidentified aerial phenomena, then unidentified anomalous phenomena. That change probably has gone unnoticed, but that's what they've done. But they keep saying, well, it's not spaceships. We have no evidence of that. And it gets back to, well, what's anomalous? What
that's
is
right,
it?
Close and to if home.
What could it be? Close to
closer
home.
Closer to home. Yeah, close
Tim,
to home. And also.
Tim, we got a break. Tim, Gene, and Philip, more to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
Philip Kinsella joining us. He's got a really fascinating book for you to read, Terrestrial Trespassers, The Greys, Abductions, and Areas of High Strangeness. Now, I wonder all this, and obviously we're not going to have a chance to cover everything, maybe some of it in our premium show, and that is whether some of these abductions are really government mind control experiments. Especially the U.S. government did some pretty funky things with different populations.
Gene, absolutely. Because, you know, when we think about it, the military, most notably the American military, were involved in remote viewing programs years ago. And, of course, they obviously have implemented psychological programs on a huge level. And there is no doubting that at all. With regards to the military, we hear this so many times when there's an abduction that's occurred where the Greys are seen and then there are people in uniforms, like soldiers, behind them. So who knows? Possible that the force is utilizing the military or the military utilizing this force? We don't know. I have a pretty tough time getting my head around that part, but it is an area that we have to be open with regards. But there again, the Greys have also brought the abductees' relatives, their dead relatives, on board the craft. So if they can do that, they can just about do anything, you know? I mean, who knows? It is possible that there are connections between the military and this anomalous phenomena. And interestingly, non-human entities, no longer extraterrestrial. Barry Fitzgerald and Steve Mirra, CEO of Zohar here in England, have suggested when we've had our chats that they've kind of like downgraded the whole thing, not to extraterrestrial level, but also now to the status of nearer to Earth, that the phenomena is perhaps closer to home than we once thought. So who knows? It's just interesting that they changed those acronyms to this level of not extraterrestrial, but a non-human entity and anomalous phenomena. It's just very bizarre. It's incredibly strange.
You know, some years back, there was a book out called The Crypto-Terrestrials. It was written by a guy named Mac Tonies, and the book was very much incomplete, more like a outline or a summary than a full book. But he died in his 30s. Very unfortunate. Really smart guy.
Oh.
He had a lot of potential. Mac Tonies. The Crypto-Terrestrials basically looked at an alternate race of beings who lived on Earth, who shares this planet with us, and they is us, or he is us, like Pogo said. They are the ones who are sending craft here, doing crazy mind control things. And if that's the truth, that we have a breakaway civilization or another civilization, are they in contact with the government leaders? Do they operate in concert with them?
Yes.
Maybe they're tolerated, where, okay, we're way more advanced than you are. We're going to be doing our stuff. Don't try to interfere. You'll live to regret it.
Yes, that's right. I agree. I've just checked him on my system here. I didn't realize. I've seen the book, but didn't know about him. So you learn something every day, don't you? It's possible there's an advanced civilization that's been here long before us, and what better place to be than under the ocean, because there's huge parts of that that we cannot get to, and it's the most amazing camouflage that anyone could hope to have. So, you know, we know of USOs, unidentified submergible objects. I think they're one of the same UFOs. They can go in and go out. If they can go to space, they can go underwater. So who knows? I mean, it's a theory that's very much in vogue, and you have to be open to it. Absolutely. There's been this cover-up in Antarctica and all sorts, you know? It goes way back.
The conversation had me thinking a little bit about, you had talked about Whitley Strieber earlier in the show, and, you know, in one of his more recent books, he had talked about how whatever the intelligence was that he's been in communication with, which he initially thought were extraterrestrial, but, you know, he's changed his mind over the years, that it's his opinion that whatever these things are, that they exist outside of time and space, and that one of their desires is to interact with us to experience time, to experience that mystery that we face every day. We know the past, we know what's going on right now, the future is unknown to us, and that whatever this is, among other things. But that's what they are wanting to experience. They want to glom on to our physical reality with us to have that experience.
Yes, I'm not so sure about that hypothesis. I mean, I can't answer that. It's a good idea, but there again, we are cursed with time as humans. So I don't think that that would fit very well with these intelligences, because we are born, we live, and we die, and we retain memory, if that's possible, if there's not some kind of disease to the brain. We retain memory, and that's the most haunting thing, is because constantly we're going back within our memory to rekindle the past, to try to live within the past, and we all do it, especially with those that we've loved and now lost. So we're cursed. We can never stop within a point of time with which to appreciate it. And I have had some experiences where I've actually recorded in very clear detail even the smells of a past event that shocked me, that seemed more real through the tiny moment that I've recorded. It seemed more real than when I'd had that experience. So I don't know what that they would gain through understanding time, because time is a curse. Time, to me, is our enemy. That is number one for my thoughts with regards to that. I'm not so sure about that. I mean, it's a possibility. We have to respect everyone's opinion, but I'm not so sure.
Well, and one of the interesting things about the phenomenon, you pointed this out before, where you were talking about the situation where your niece was actually filming event. In our next show, we'll talk about that a little bit more, that there was no other human activity going on. It's like the phenomena seems to exist between the ticks of a clock.
That's right. Yes, I agree with you, because there's a sense of timelessness. There was no one driving their car, no one walking up the road or to the pub or walking their dog. There was no one, because I was ready to grab someone and say, hey, look, there they are, right above us. There was no one. And that was incredible. I'll never forget that. And that was on the 9th of April, 2016, at precisely 11:15 p.m. at night. We just come back from some friends, police friends, after a meal, birthday meal, an early birthday meal. I was driving with my brother and my niece and her mother. My sister, on the way back to the village, and my niece had clocked them, pulled the car over when she dropped her mum off and filmed them. She was shaken, and then she tried to contact me, and that's when the phenomena was there and ready and doing what it's doing. On the 10th of April, there was a white helicopter that came very low over our house and started to circle around for some strange reason. We don't know why. But yes, there was a sense of timelessness. We didn't lose any time, but this force seemed to, obviously, on some level, I can't prove it, but stop any cars from coming, stop people from coming. Because we thought, first of all, that there were workmen's lanterns from a distance. When I was driving back along the bypass, I could see them from that far away. And when we got closer, they weren't. They weren't lanterns at all.
Hey, we're just about out of time here, but we'll have more to talk about on After the Paracast. Philip Kinsella, tell our listeners, if they want to know more about the things that you do, where can they check you out?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, and also I have a website, me and my brother, www.thekinsellatwins.com, as simple as that, just thekinsellatwins.com with the W's and .com, and my books are on Amazon. Most of the other titles that were published by other publishers are out of print now, but I have a few out there that's published through Philip Mentel's Flying Disc Press.
You can find us on Threads, Facebook, or X, formerly Twitter. And then when X becomes Y and Z, it'll be formerly many things other. We're known on all those services at Paracast, so pay us a visit. You could also find branded merchandise, 4 different logos to choose from the Paracast store at theparacast.store, theparacast.store. And we also offer a streaming service, the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus. We give you this show without the network ads, better audio quality, and we also include the bonus After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen next. And Philip will be back because of a number of things we need to talk about. If you want to know more, for a quick sign-up, lowest prices ever, check theparacast.plus. That's theparacast.plus. Philip Kinsella, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene and Tim. Thank you so much.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message.
Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.